is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. The nation is waiting for President Trump's announcement this afternoon of his nominee to the Supreme Court. CBS News has learned it is likely to be Judge Amy Coney Barrett. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum with more on her background.
Since taking her seat on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals 3 years ago, Amy Coney Barrett has ruled on two abortion cases, both times siding with placing restrictions on access to abortions. She has previously stated that Roe v. Wade is settled law, but at the same time, she seems to believe that restrictions on abortions, especially on the grounds of religious liberty, is not unconstitutional.
The timing of this nomination, after Republicans refused to consider President Obama's final Supreme Court nominee 9 months before the 2016 election, is expected to be a huge topic in next week's presidential debate. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has a preview of the matchup between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden.
Biden's done about 11 debates over the past year or so over the course of the Democratic primary. The president hasn't debated anybody since the 2016 cycle. We know the president's been using flashcards and doing some jam sessions on Air Force One as he travels. Biden is spending the weekend with aides getting ready.
More protests are expected this weekend over the Louisville police killing of Breonna Taylor, a black woman who died in a botched police raid in March. Kentucky's attorney general says police were justified in defending themselves and no officers are being charged directly in her death. CBS's Adriana Diaz is in Louisville.
Late Friday, Mary Williams, who's in her 70s, marched with a walker.
But you're still making such an effort to be here.
Yeah, I've been doing this all my life.
But
this is far too.
Earlier, crowds demanded this.
Release the transcript. Release the transcript.
Family attorney Ben Crump accused Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron of swaying the grand jury. He demands that Cameron, who was tasked with impartially presenting evidence to the grand jury, make that evidence public.
A 15-year-old girl who's lived in the U.S. since she was an infant is now in government custody after having emergency surgery in a hospital. CBS's Camila Montoya Galvez explains.
CBP confirmed that it transferred the girl to the U.S. Refugee Agency, which houses undocumented minors. Despite living in the U.S. for the vast majority of her life, the 15-year-old girl is now waiting at a U.S. government shelter while officials seek to deport her.
More than 203,000 have died of COVID-19 so far in the U.S., but some movie theaters are reopening in California. This is CBS News.
Good morning and welcome to CBS This Morning.
Join Tony DeCoppel, Anthony Mason, and Gail King weekday mornings on CBS This Morning.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Those wildfires could be hurting the wine industry unless you have a very particular set of taste buds.
Wildfire smoke that blanketed the West Coast also penetrated grapes growing in the vineyards, and that's created a problem called smoke taint.
Wine grapes have the ability to take up the smoke compounds, and in some cases that can cause off flavors in the wine.
Is this a disaster for the wine industry? Greg Hibbets with Mesa Vineyards Management.
Absolutely. This is a really serious problem for the wine industry this year.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
You might want to cut back on black licorice. Doctors say a Massachusetts construction worker died over his love for the candy. The man ate a bag and a half every day for a few weeks, and it caused his heart to stop. A report in the New England Journal of Medicine says the problem is a substance called licorice root extract. 2 ounces of black licorice a day for 2 weeks could cause a heart rhythm problem. Allison Keyes, CBS News.